So today we gather once again to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. And for my homily today, I would like to begin by asking the following question. Is the fact that the Lord is risen from the dead any shocking or surprising to me? One temptation that we as Christians might face sometimes is that of becoming used to hearing the expression, Christ is risen from the dead. The Gospel of Luke today, however, reminds us of the novelty and at the same time the strangeness of this event in history. Someone that was dead now stands in the middle of a group of people and asks for something to eat. The one the disciples saw being tortured and killed and buried is now in their midst eating a piece of baked fish. It must have been shocking, unsettling, and frightening to some extent to the disciples. The Lord knows this, and he addresses all these fears and says to them, "Peace be with you." Later, one of the members of this group of disciples, Peter, stands one day in a public place, think of Regner Park in the summer, and begins to tell people, "The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses." One must be very convinced of something to put at risk one's own reputation and even life that way. Peter and the rest of the disciples were very convinced that the Lord was risen. They had seen him. Later, they were eventually persecuted for what they were saying about the Lord and what had happened to him, and they were asked to stay quiet, to save their lives. And they did not stay quiet. Proof of that is that we are gathered here on a Sunday this morning. And they did not stay quiet precisely because they knew it was real. Jesus was alive. The belief in the resurrection of the Lord will and should also carry consequences for our lives. If he was dead and now is risen, then he must be God, because no human being can die and then live the way Jesus went from dying, from being dead to being fully alive as he is today. If he is God, then all that he taught and asked us to do, we should be paying attention to. Like when he said, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Or you shall love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. My invitation today is that we let ourselves be touched anew by the novel and breathtaking reality of the resurrection of the Lord, and that we become ever more aware of the implications that it has to believe that Christ, who once was dead, now lives forever. And we gather to celebrate that event, his resurrection, not only because of what it meant for him, but also because of what it means for us. The life that he enjoys now, he wants to share with us so that we too may never die. I have come so that you may have life and life in abundance, said the Lord. There are plenty of shows of death out in the world. Violence, injustice, the terrible crime of abuse, and we can go on and on. And the Lord today empowers us with his life to fight against the same reality that he fought, death, so that life may prevail. In a few moments, the Lord will once again become present in our midst, this time on the altar, and we will become witnesses of the fact that he lives, that he is alive, and that death has no power over him anymore. This time he will not be asking for food, but he himself will become the food that we need to have life, life eternal. May we draw near, if well disposed, to receive the risen Lord, who enters into our hearts and says to us, as he said to his disciples, "Peace be with you."